We will read from Psalm 23rd. It is on your bulletin on the right side. We can read it in Chinese or we can read it in English.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。我们一起低头有一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
慈爱怜悯的天父，我们敬拜你。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to worship you.
我们感谢你，因为你是那赐各样安慰的神。
We thank you, Lord, because you're the Lord who comfort all of us.
感谢你，是在你为了你的名的缘故，你引导我们走你那义路。
We thank you because for your name's sake, you have led us in righteousness.
感谢你，你也带领嘉玲姊妹认识你。
We thank you also, you have 嘉玲 to know you.
让你成为嘉玲姊妹所信靠的神。
That you become the Lord that Sister 嘉玲 can believe in.
感谢你，你让她接受主耶稣基督成为她的救主。
We thank you that Jialin can accept you as her Lord and Savior.
感谢你，你让她躺卧在青草地上，领她到那可安息的水边。
We thank you, Lord, that you led her to the quiet waters and she can lie down in the green pastures.
感谢你，让她虽然行过那死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
We thank you that even though she walked through the valley of the shadow of death, she will fear no evil.
因为你与她同在。
Because you are with her.
你的杖、你的竿也都安慰她。
Your rod and your staff will comfort her.
我们感谢你。
Lord,
虽然不能看见你。
Even though we cannot see you.
虽然不能触摸到你。
Even though we cannot touch you,
但我们感谢你，我们知道你一直在这里。
We thank you because we know that you heal all of us.
主，谢谢你，你是住在每一个信靠你的人心里面的神。
We thank you, Lord, because you dwell in the hearts of all those who believe in you.
你也是与我们同在的神。
And you're the one with us.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你，是你那钉痕的手抚慰那破碎的心灵。
We thank you, Lord, because it's that nail-pierced hands that comfort us.
愿你今天你的安慰，主啊，再来安慰在这里，主啊，那破碎的心，那忧伤的心。
May once again you comfort those who are broken-hearted, those who are sorrow.
再来填满那心中。饥渴慕义的心。
That you can quench the thirst of all those who are thirsting for you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord,
愿你圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit dwell among us.
愿主你自己在这里居首位。
May you have sovereignty among us.
愿你在这里亲自用你的话来安慰那忧伤的心。
Once again, you use your words to comfort all those who have sorrow.
让我们一起在这里纪念严嘉玲 姊妹的时候，主啊，你的灵亲自来对我们的心来说话。
As we remember our sister Jialin, that you will speak to us with your words.
我们谢谢你，我们这样的祷告祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. We pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 下面我们一起唱一首诗歌。
We will sing a hymn together.
题目是《是爱的神做我牧人》。
The name of the song is The Lord My Shepherd Is.
下面我们请冯牧师给我们点信息。
Next, we ask Reverend Payne to give us a message.
我们若是有圣经，请打开新约希伯来书第十一章。
If you have the Bible, you can open up to it to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看第九节。
We'll read from verse 9.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客。好像在伊利居住帐篷， 与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who are heirs with him of the same promise.
第十节，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
我们再从十三节看到十六节。
Then we read from verse 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
十四节说这话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
Verse 14, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
十五节他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
Verse 15, if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这几节圣经，我愿意给朋友弟兄姊妹们一起的来思想。
I want to share with you and meditate together with these few verses.
可以说这一段的圣经乃是说到客旅之思。
And this is a psalm for the sojourn.
这许许多多的香客朝圣者他们历代所唱的诗歌。
It's all those stranger who are in the foreign country, and this is the psalm that they've been looking forward to.
刚刚我们读到第九节说，他们就因着信在所应许之地做客。
In verse 9 said, by faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger.
这是说到亚伯拉罕，他因信就在神所应许的迦南的地方，他仍然觉得就是在异地居住帐篷。
This is referring to Abraham, even though he was in the land of Canaan. He knew that it was only a place that he's going to be temporary in.
他们都是要等候有一座城，这一座城是有根基的城，这一座城乃是神所经营所建造的。
They are all looking forward to a city with foundation, whose architect and the builder is God.
但是十三节告诉我们说，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。
In verse 13 it said that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
这里的意思乃是说到两种的应许。一种的应许是神应许亚伯拉罕把迦南美地给他。
So it's referring to two kinds of promises. The first one is the Canaan land that was promised to Abraham.
这是世上的应许。
And this is the promise of this world.
但是另外一个应许。
But there's another promise.
这个应许不是在地上得着，乃是在天上。
And this promise does not belong to this world, but it's in heaven.
不是在亚伯拉罕生平的时候得着，乃是在亚伯拉罕离开这世界的时候，他得着了神美好的应许。
Abraham did not receive it when he was alive, But he received it after he passed away.
所以在这里他就说, 这些人都是存着信心死的, 并没有得着所应许的。
That's why I'm saying here, they all lived by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised.
这个还没得着所应许的人, 乃是执着在天上的永恒的应许。
This promise that they did not receive, referring to the promise from heaven. But they continued to use the faith to look forward to this promise. And they hold on to the promise that God had given. They want to receive this promise.
所以我在这里就简单地说到三点。
So I want to briefly mention 3 points here.
第一点就是说，我们想到人生是客旅。
And the first point is that our life is such a just a sojourn.
我们中国常常一个俗语说，人生如客旅。
There's a Chinese saying also that the life is almost like it's a stranger.
但是圣经里面告诉我们是不是说圣经如人生如客旅，乃是说。 人生是客旅,
but the scripture is actually saying that it's not like a sojourn, it is a sojourn.
凡信靠主耶稣的人, 他在世界上乃是寄居的,
and all those who believe in the Lord, that he's just only a pilgrim in this world.
他虽然是在世界, 但是不是属于世界,
even though he's in the world, but he does not belong to the world.
在第二世纪的有一个教父名叫Tertullian。
In the second century, there's a father. His name is Tertullian.
他说一句话说，在地上是个朝圣的客旅。
He said, "In this world, it's a pilgrim to a pilgrimage."
哎，同时同世纪的有一个格里面，亚历山大的格里面。 The Clement of Alexandria.
And then there's another person, Clement of Alexandria.
他说一句话说在地上没有故乡。
He said, in this world, there's no homeland.
那意思说这个世界上我们虽然有我们的家乡,有我们故乡,但不是真正的我们的家乡。
Even though we might have a homeland, but it's not a real home country.
在第四、第五世纪的时候，我们看到圣奥古斯丁（Saint Augustine）。
In the fourth and the fifth century, Saint Augustine.
他说到：“我们是个客旅，从自己的故乡被赶出来。”He
said, "We are the pilgrim, but we are driven out from our homeland."
另外有一个传言
，There's also a saying after.
他说这句话是主耶稣曾经在世上所说的。That
this sentence probably was given by our Lord Jesus.
但是并没有记载在圣经上。But
it was not recorded in the Bible.
那不过是一个传闻。It's
just a hearsay.
但是在传闻的里面，确实给我们认识。
But it let us know that the reality of our life.
他就说这个世界好像一座就是一座桥。He
said this is like a bridge.
那聪明的人就在桥上就走过去。And
a clever person will just walk past it.
这个聪明的人出来绝对不会在桥上建造他自己的房屋。
And he would just walk through it, and he would not build a house on the bridge.
虽然这几句简单的话, 但是我们能够认识到人生是客旅。
Even though it's a very simple sentence, but we can recognize that we are only the pilgrim.
不管这个世界上我们做了多少的事业,
regardless how much accomplishment we have in our career,
不管我们看到这一个地球是多么可爱的,
regardless how lovely this world may be.
但是我们仍然想到,我们不过是暂时居住这一个地方。
But we remember that we are only aliens, we are only living here temporarily.
我们人生的目标呢, 是要追求 更永恒更久的就是在天上的家乡。
Our life purpose is to going after the more permanent the country in heaven.
第二个我就提到说信心是一个远见。
And second point is that the faith is have to be seen.
我们常常说信心是接受。
And many times we say we receive the faith.
我们也常常说信心是依靠。
Or faith is relying on.
我们也常常说信心是仰望。
Or we look to the faith.
我们说信心是顺服。
And obedience is the faith.
但是信心也是远见。
And faith is also able to see.
在这里我们可以看到这许多的朝圣者，这许多的靠着信心的英雄，他们都是有乘坐信心乃是要看到更远更高更永恒的地方。
In all these ancient saints, we can see that they are using this faith to look to forward to a more permanent homeland.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章第十八节他这样说。
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 he said,
他说原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的。
That we are not meditating on those we can see, but those we cannot see.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Because what you can see is only temporarily, but what you cannot see will be more permanent.
亚伯拉罕乃是要看到那个永恒的主耶稣。
Abraham wants to see the eternal Jesus.
我们看到摩西虽然在埃及的地方但不怕法老的怒气，他离开埃及，他乃是看到哪一位不能看见的主。
Moses, even though he was in Egypt, but he was not afraid of the King Pharaoh because he saw that there is the thing unseen.
感谢赞美主，他把这个信心赐给了我们。
Thank the Lord that He gave us this faith that He had.
叫我们能够接受主耶稣的救恩。
That we can receive the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们死在十字架上。
That He died on the cross for us.
用他的宝血洗清我们的罪。
To cleanse our sin with His own blood.
他埋葬从死里复活，叫我们得着了生命，得着了称义，能够回到父神的面前与他和好。
He was buried and then he resurrected so that we can be justified, so that we can be reconciled with our Lord God.
这是每一个信耶稣的人神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that God had given each one of us.
神也是乐意希望每一个世界上的人都能够得着这样的美好的恩典。
God wants to give all of us this grace.
我们不但在这世界上能够过着一个有意义的生活。
That not only in this world that we can live a meaningful life.
虽然我们不属世界，但是我们在这个世界上却是做一个非常好的一个公民或者国民。
Even though we don't belong to this world, but yet we can live as a good citizen in this land.
我们能够尽我们的本分去为主做见证，我们能够尽我们的本分能够去帮助许许多多需要帮助的人。
To do the best of our ability for our responsibility to help those and introduce Christ to people.
这是神给我们的信心能够看到远处也能够叫我们能够在实际的生活上能够显明信心的力量。
That we can not only see the things from far away, but also be practical and live this life.
最后我们就看到第十节第十六节。
Then lastly we see verse 10 and also verse 16.
我们再看一次说，他说因为他等候有那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
He's saying that for he was looking forward to the city with foundation whose architect and builder is God.
以后他们在十六节的时候就再唱这一首的诗歌说他们却羡慕，应当他们唱的时候应当说我们却羡慕， 我们今天唱的时候，我们应该把他们改作我们。他说，我们一起看说，我们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的，我们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给我们预备了一座城。
In verse 16, even though it's saying referring to them, but we can actually apply it to ourselves, so we can read it as, instead, we were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called our God, for He has prepared a city for us.
我们可以想到前一节的圣经乃是信心的见证人他们所唱的。
We can think about this psalm is the people with faith to sing.
And
today, when we come before God, we want to sing this song also.
每逢我读唱这一首诗歌的时候，我心里充满了那个盼望，充满了喜乐，充满了力量。
Every time I sing this song, I will be filled with hope and filled with strength.
哎，这是一个中国的。 音乐家苏卓阳把这一些圣经编成一首的诗歌。This
is a song written by a Chinese composer using this verse and composed a song with it.
我想晚上我不再唱这一首诗歌。And
today I won't sing this.
但是我仍然的把这一个他们改作我们。But
as we change the word from them to us,
我们能够这样唱说，我们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。 就是在天上的，所以神被称为我们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给我们预备了一座城。So
we can sing this as, instead we were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called our God, for He has prepared a city for us.
这一座城乃是神所经营、所设计、所建造的。For
this city, the architect and the builder is God.
我们人能够设计一个美好的房屋，可以设计了一座的美好的城。We
can architect a nice house or a city.
我们无所不能的神，他更是能够造一个更坚固、更美好、那个荣耀的城。More
so, our Almighty God can build a city that with much glory.
这个城在圣经里面常常说是新耶路撒冷。And
usually referred to this to as the New Jerusalem.
这一座城可以说是天上的耶路撒冷。And
this city will be the heaven, Jerusalem in heaven.
我们都想到耶路撒冷是一个美好的城。We
think that Jerusalem is a very beautiful city.
耶路撒冷乃是一个可以敬拜神的地方。A
place where we can worship God.
耶路撒冷乃是可以侍奉神的地方。A
place we can serve God.
耶路撒冷也是一个和平的城。And
Jerusalem is also a city of peace.
但是这许多的信心的见证人，却从远处的看到哪一座的有根基的城。And
all these faithful witnesses, they can see the city from far.
这座城乃是在天上。
And this city is in heaven.
这一座城乃是一个永久永恒的城。
And it's a city of, with everlasting.
这一座城乃是神特别预备为着信靠主耶稣做他儿女人的住处。
And this is a city is for those children of His.
那是美丽的。
It's beautiful.
那是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
那是真正的和平的。
It's also to have true peace.
在哪一座城的里面，特别有更美的牧者。
And in this city, there's the more precious shepherd.
我们不但得着了一个更美的地方。
Not only we receive a more beautiful place.
我们不但得着了一个更美的家乡。
A more beautiful country.
在哪一个地方有更美的牧者。
There's more beautiful shepherd.
朋友弟兄姊妹们，我们实在需要一个牧者。Brothers
and sisters and friends, we do need shepherds.
我们刚刚读到诗篇第23篇的里面就告诉我们说，耶和华是我的牧者。
Earlier we have read from Psalm 23 that Jehovah God is our shepherd.
我必不致缺乏,
that I shall not be in want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上,
He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet water.
他使我的灵魂苏醒,
He restores my soul.
我们在这世界上有时候可能是不苏醒,是糊涂的,
And sometimes we're confused in this world.
但是我们历过了这个人生,我们见到这位主耶稣,用他的手来牵引我们的时候,
But if we have experienced in this world that our Lord Jesus is holding on to our hands,
我们的里面乃是苏醒的,
then our soul will be restored.
这个苏醒的意思乃是说我们里面是充满了那个活力,充满了信心,
that our soul will be filled with strength and act,
一切都是新的,
everything is new.
我们特别在启示录第七章十四节里面告诉我们,
In Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, it tells us,
这是说到神的帐幕在天上,
talking about the tent of God is in heaven.
我们知道道成了肉身, 我们的主耶稣来到地上, 乃是帐幕在人间,
and our Lord Jesus has become flesh, that He is with us.
他要与我们同住,
He wants to be dwelling with us.
现在我们看到春春满满有恩典有真理,
filled with truth and grace.
我们也看见他的荣光,正是父独生子的荣光,
We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son.
但是在天上仍然有我们的主耶稣的帐幕,
In heaven, there is also a tent for our Lord Jesus.
所以我就说到帐幕在天上,
So that's why I'm referring to the tent in heaven.
在启示录第七章告诉我们,有许多人穿白衣的,
In Revelation 7, tells many people who have the white robes.
这许多穿白衣的人乃是耶稣基督的宝血洗净他一切的罪,
They are white because the blood of Christ has cleansed their sins.
而这许多人就坐在宝座羔羊,那个坐宝座的羔羊就牧养他们,
And the one sitting on the white throne and is shepherding all these people.
他们在神的宝座的面前昼夜的侍奉他,
And they were standing around there and worshipping this Lord.
我们知道若是我们能够在神宝座的面前的侍奉充满了 喜乐,充满了赞美,充满了感谢,
Our service before God, the God on the throne, then it will be filled with joy and thankfulness.
并且说,做宝座的要用他的帐幕伏庇他们,
And it says that the one who sits on the throne will have shadow over them.
他们不再饥不再渴,日头和炎烈也必不伤害他们,
They will not be hungry, they will not be thirsty, the sun will not scorch them.
在17节的里面就说到, 因为宝座的羔羊必牧养他们,
In verse 17 it tells us, For the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd.
领他们到生命水的泉源,
And will lead them to the springs of living water.
神也擦去他们一切的眼泪,
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
我们从 母亲的怀抱的里面出来的时候就开始有眼泪,
From the womb of the mother, we started to have tears already.
在人间没有说不流泪的,
There's no one who would not shed any tears.
但是我们也需要流泪,
And we do need to shed tears.
但是感谢赞美我们的主,
But thanks our Lord.
他牧养我们,
He will shepherd us.
他要擦干我们的眼泪,
He will wipe away all the tears.
人间总是有许多的眼泪,
We do have tears.
但是在宝座的面前, 他要擦干我们一切的眼泪,
Before the throne, He will wipe away our tears.
这是神的应许,
This is the promise of God.
这是神为我们预备的一座有根基的城,
And this is the city of foundation that He had prepared for us.
这是每一位的基督徒,每一位的客旅,他走过这个世界的时候,他乃是要看到那个荣耀, 哪一个美丽，哪一个看见我们的主耶稣的笑脸来欢迎我们。
As we walk through the throne, we'll see the glory and the Lord that will be welcoming us.
我相信我们的颜姊妹。
I believe Sister Yang.
她接受了主耶稣。
He received our Lord Jesus Christ.
她接受主耶稣的宝血洗清她的罪。
He received the blood of our Lord Jesus that cleansed away her sin.
她接受了主耶稣的生命。
He received the life of our Lord Jesus.
她可以到父神的面前。
That he can come to the Heavenly Father.
她接受了这个身体上的生命。
Even though she finished the life on this earth.
但是主耶稣给她那个复活的永恒的生命，永生仍然的活着。
But the Lord had given her eternal life, which will live forever.
她乃是活在神的面前。
She will live before our Lord.
她要在神的宝座侍奉他。
And she will serve before the throne of God.
乃是要赞美，乃是要感谢我们的神。
To praise and thank our Lord.
在宝座的羔羊要做他的牧者。
The lamb on the throne will be her shepherd.
他要用他的帐幕来抚庇他。
He will use his hand to shadow over her.
他得到了真正的喜乐。
And she will receive real joy.
他得到了真正的安慰。
And she had received true comfort.
他真正的得到了那个永恒的生活。
And she received the true eternal life.
让我们都接受这位主耶稣。
May we all receive this Lord Jesus Christ,
做我们的救主。
To become our Lord and Savior.
不然我们在这地上我们得着了福分。
Not only we can receive the blessing on this earth.
他与我们同在。
That he will be with us.
他带领我们这人生的路。
He will lead our way.
在永恒的里面他仍然做我们的牧者。
And he will be our shepherd even in eternity.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
感谢神给我们这些信息。
Thank the Lord to give us this message.
下面我们一起唱一首诗歌，这世界非我家。
Now let's sing a hymn together, This World is Not My Home.
下面是一段严嘉玲姊妹的亲属还有朋友们诉说她生平的时间。
The time below will be the friends and family will be have eulogy for 嘉玲。
等会会嘉玲的哥哥会跟我们讲嘉玲的生平，还有
First, the brother of 嘉玲 will talk about the life of 嘉玲。
然后后面有高正秋弟兄，还有齐培庆弟兄，会给我们也有进一步的一些见证，嘉玲姊妹的见证和分享。
And also Brother Kale and Brother Peter will have also testimony for 嘉玲。
还有 Pastor Jim 也会。
And Pastor Jim will also share a few verses with us and also a short video.
下面嘉玲的哥哥。
First, ask the brother to come speak.
感谢各位弟兄姐妹及嘉玲的亲朋好友来参加嘉玲的追思礼拜。我是他哥哥。
First of all, I want to thank the brothers and sisters and family and friends are here to with the memorial service of 嘉玲 and I'm her brother.
嘉玲于1966年5月14日生于台北市。
嘉玲 was born in 1966, May 14 in Taipei.
父亲生前任职于公家机关，就是考试院考选部。
And the father was working in the government organization in the examination division.
母亲为家管，育有两个子女，儿子为建阳八年级，女儿为小孩六年级。
And the mother is work at home, and the two children, the son Jian Yang is in 8th grade, and the daughter Xiao Han is in 6th grade.
嘉玲在家中排行老二，亦为我们同辈中唯一的女孩。
嘉玲 is the second born. She's the only girl in the that generation.
在家中受到长辈的疼爱，且自幼聪颖过人。
So she was loved by all the elders, and she's very clever.
学校成绩优异，于国小毕业后至金华女中就读，也就是现在的金华国中。
She is doing very well in academic area.And she, after graduating from the primary school, and she went into Jinhua Girls' School.
毕业后考进达仁女中，而后就读私立淡江中文系。
And then after she graduated, she went into the Dalian University, and later on, and did in 淡江 University in Chinese.
但因兴趣使然，随即即转到国贸系，以优异的成绩毕业。
But later on, she had interest in the international trading, and she graduated with good grades.
毕业后，玄瑜在台北市荣民工程处管理处，也就是荣工处任职秘书一职。
After she graduated, she was secretary in the government of Taipei in an engineering administration firm.
经过五年后，转职于台北市儿童交通博物馆任职秘书兼人事主管。
After working there 5 years, she moved to the Children Transportation Museum, where she was secretary and also in management.
在任职中，深感所学不足。
As she was working there, she felt that she need more education.
乃于2015年，毅然决定至美国Avila University 完成其梦想。
So in 2005, she came to America, went to Avila University to finish her dream.
且于在2006年得到 MBA 的硕士学位，随即在当地工作了一年多。
So in 2006, she graduated with an MBA degree, and then she was working in a local firm.
然而在2008年三四月初发现其乳癌有一些硬块，随乃至回台湾台大医院去接受治疗。
So in March and or April of 2008, she find that she had hardening on the breast, so she went back to Taiwan in the Taiwan University Hospital, where she received chemotherapy.
经历外科手术、化疗跟药物治疗，在初步病情受到控制且定期追踪情况下。
And she had surgery there, and she had chemotherapy and some medicine, and then the disease was controlled, and she had periodic checkup after that.
为了挂念两个小孩子，提供更好的读书和生活环境，乃决定于2010年初带两个小孩至美国完成其梦想。
But in order that the children can have a better environment for education, she decided to come in 2010.Bringing her two children to United States to finish fulfilling her dream.
无奈在2010年九月份因长期劳心劳力而造成复发且病情扩散。
But then in September 2010, that after a long period of hard working, that the disease had once again come back out.
于同年的十月九日清晨离开我。
And then she passed away in October 9th in the morning.
嘉玲于2008年12月27日在台北灵粮堂完成受洗，成为天父的好儿女。
嘉玲 was baptized in Taipei, the Church of Bread of Life, in December 27th of 2008.
一心期盼所有的家人及儿女能够信主为主见证。
She wants very much that her family and also her children can also believe in the Lord and to be His witness.
其生前事亲至孝，有余手足，心地善良，平日热心助人。
She was a devoted daughter, and then she treat friends as brothers and sisters. She had kindness, and she's very active in helping others.
为人正直，在家是个好儿女、好姐妹、好妈妈，也是一个好妻子。
She's very righteous, and she's a good child, a daughter at home, a good sister, a good mom, and also a good wife.
时时刻刻只想到家人及朋友，永远把自己的需求放在最后。
She always remember others, friends and family, and she will put her own needs at last.
在面对患有相同病症的病友，也主动热心提供适当的资讯及应对之道。
She was facing other patients who had cancer.To provide, with actively provide a lot of information for them to how to deal with it.
面对炎症展现过人的毅力，在病患稍有纾解之后，即刻返回工作及家庭岗位。
She's very persistent and has endurance fighting this disease. And when she becomes a little bit well, she will go back to work and also do the housework at home.
今天辛苦的家庭被永生的主接走，期盼我们在天家相逢。
Today, this hardworking 家庭 was received by the Lord to eternity. We just hope that one day we'll meet her in heaven.
感谢主，祝各位弟兄姐妹、亲朋好友一切顺心平安。
Thank the Lord. We may peace be with you, friends, family, brothers and sisters.
Pastor Jim.
Pastor Jim.
一些分享。
We ask Pastor Jim to come up and share a few verses with us.
。It's an honor to be here.
很荣幸能够到这里来
to represent Ron's family,
来代表 Ron 的家庭。
It was also my honor to marry Zha Ling and Ron.
也是我的荣幸为他们的婚礼主持。
To be a part of that special moment.
也和他们有一个特别的一个时刻。
I know that, that I speak on behalf of.Of his whole family.
我知道我是代表他们家庭在诉说。
When I say that we grieve the fact that we will not get to celebrate holidays with Ron's family.
当我们面对不能和他们家庭一起庆祝节日的时候。
That we didn't get to experience any Thanksgivings or Christmases or Easters with Zha Ling.
我们没有和他们一起过感恩节、圣诞节、复活节。
And those are all memories that we don't get to have.
那都是些我们没有能够有的一些记忆。
And so I hope for those that did know her deeply, that you would share with our family.What we missed out in, and not knowing Zha Ling.
所以我们希望还没有和大家认识他的，跟我们一起来分享。那因为失去了嘉玲所给我们带来的损失。
This evening I'm reminded of a psalm that's very special to me, Psalm 77.
今天我想起一个对我很熟悉的诗篇，诗篇七十七篇。
The psalmist in this particular psalm has lost everything.
在这诗篇七十七篇里面讲到，好像什么都好像没有。
He has his homeland has been destroyed.His friends and his family have all been killed.
你讲到他的家乡，他的朋友、亲人都没有，都被毁坏了。
And in his deep mourning and in his deep loss, he feels cursed by God.
在这个深深的苦难和痛苦当中，他觉得他被神咒诅。
And he has to think back and remember a different day, a day when God was faithful to his ancestors.
然后他要想起在之前那不同的日子，是那神对他的先祖很祝福，也是很信实的日子。
A day when his God picked his forefather Moses and led him out of Egypt.
想起那日子，是神拣选他的先祖摩西，也领他出埃及的日子。
And opened up wide the sea so that God's people could walk through that sea.
你想起神让红海开了红海，好让他的子民能够从红海过去。
And so, as we experience loss and grief today, we have to remember that God is good and God is faithful.
我们今天在经历这些痛苦、忧伤的时候，我们要记得神是信实的。
And that our family appreciates this opportunity to mourn with you all.
我们家也感谢这样一个机会。和你们大家一起在这里忧伤。
And that our God is faithful to all of us, even as we experience this deep grief and deep loss.
明白我们的神是那信实的神，虽然在这忧伤的痛苦的时候。
Thank you.
谢谢。下面我们有一段放 video 的时间，就是放嘉玲姊妹的一个生平这样一个回顾的 video。 There'll be a time for showing the video of Sister 嘉玲。Thank you.
各位朋友、弟兄姐妹们好。
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, greeting to you.
这地方其实，嘉玲生前她很喜欢带她孩子来这个地方，一起的崇拜，一起在这边学习神的话语。
This is actually a place that Jia Ling loved to take her children here, that we can worship and have fellowship together.
我认识嘉玲不是很久的时间。
I have not known Jiang Ling for a long time.
但是我却愿意在从三方面来为他说见证。
But I want to testify for her from three different areas.
第一件事我要说的就是，他虽然不在这边，但是他还是在这边为主做见证。
Even though she's not here, but then she still testified today.
两年前礼拜六下午大概三点半左右接到一个电话。
About 2 years ago, on a Saturday afternoon, I received a phone call.
是教会一个姐妹跟我打电话。
A sister in our church called me.
她说我这边有一个朋友，她很想信耶稣。
She said, I have a friend here, she wants to believe in Jesus.
我说很好啊，那明天带她来教会吧。
I said, that's good. Bring her to church tomorrow.
他说可能需要更进一步的谈一下话。
And she said that, well, I think we need to go deeper into talking to her.
我说是那么严重的事情吗？
I said, is that something that important?
他说是，他很想明天要受浸。
And she said, yes, she wants to be baptized tomorrow.
我想到如果是这么重要的事情是需要先谈。
I said, this is something that's serious, yeah, we need to talk about it first.
但是只有几个小时以后的事情怎么会这么快要做决定呢？
I said, this is only in a few hours you have to do that. How can you make such a hasty decision?
但是对方好像觉得就是他一定要。
But I think the other side is that insists on coming over.
说好吧，那我就打电话给一些弟兄姐妹们，看他们可不可以一起来谈话。
So I call a few brothers and sisters and see if we can come together and talk about it.
结果东打西打，礼拜六晚上大家都很忙。
But I can't make several phone calls, but people are very busy on Saturday evening.
我找不到其他人。
I cannot find anybody else.
最后我只记得圆珠姐妹，她说她可以过来。
And finally, I remember that Pearl can come over.
那天我们家里有客人。
And that day, I remember we have guests in our house.
我说没关系，就一起来参加吧。
I said, it's okay, then we can just come together and to talk about it.
后来他们来了以后。
Later on, they came.
我们吃了一点饭。
And we have some meal together.
我们就到楼上, 原初姐妹, 我的太太, 还有, 就是一婷, 我们就到楼上去。
And then we went upstairs with my wife and with Pearl and with Yiting.
然后我们才知道 她一心想要接受主耶稣。
And we know that she wants to receive Jesus Christ.
她也跟我讲到一件事情, 她心里很害怕。
And she also mentioned one thing that she was afraid of.
就是医生跟她说, 有癌症在她的身上。
Is that the doctor had told her that she had cancer.
我们谈了许久。
And we talked for a long time.
我看她是真的愿意接受主。
I saw that she really wants to receive Christ.
我们跪下来祷告。
So we knelt down and prayed.
我说你有没有圣经？
I said, do you have a Bible?
她说有，但是我已经好久好久，可能出国的时候就没有带出来。
She said she had one, but then she had not touched it for a long time and didn't bring it to the States.
她问她说，你怎么这个时候想要找主耶稣呢？
I said, why at this time you want to seek the Lord?
她说我听过有一个福音是从我哥哥嫂嫂那边听到。
He said, I remember a gospel that I heard there from my brother and my sister-in-law.
我一听到后就把它放在心里。
And I heard it and I treasured it in my heart.
我觉得就是要到很大的日子我才要受浸。
It will be a big day if I'm going to be baptized.
那我说，那这个时候是不是一个很大的日子？
So I said, I asked, is this the big day?
她点点头。
And she nodded.
主有奇妙的安排。
The Lord has some other arrangement.
她是在台北受浸的。
She was baptized in Taipei.
在我们惯例, 在这边受浸的, 我们都有机会在这边说见证。
And we have the opportunity for all those who are baptized here to testify, to witness here.
但是我觉得今天她还是在这边做见证。
But I felt that she is doing that witnessing today.
她选择了上好的。
And she had chosen the best.
今年初的时候，我看她聚会完以后，我在后面碰到她。
And in the beginning of the year, I remember after the service, I saw her in the back.
我吓了一跳。
And I was surprised.
我说，哇，你怎么又回来了？
I said, how come you came back?
她说，是，这次我带了两个孩子来。
I said, yeah, I came back with the two children.
我也很希望我两个孩子都能够在教会里面。
And one, my both of my children to be in the church also.
那是给我一个很大的感动。
And that I was very moved at the time.
我知道在暑假里面，他们参加了许多年轻人他们的活动。
I know in the summertime they have joined a lot of activities from the youth.
我记得在八月的时候，是不是有一个canoe trip?
And it was in July there was a canoe trip.
那是我第一次见到Ron.
And that was the first time I met Ron.
在门口我跟他握手。
I was shaking his hand at the door there.
到了九月份,
then in September,
我看到这位姐妹有一个愿意喜悦服侍神的心。
I saw that the sister had a heart to serve.
我们九月的劳工节周末，我们在教会有一个很大的整理。
In Labor Day, our church had a big cleanup.
她前一天就打电话来说，她怎么可以帮忙？
And the night before, she already called and how she can help.
我不是接到电话, 但是我心里这样想。
But I was thinking in my heart.
我姐妹, 我的太太她接的电话。
It's my wife who received the call.
我想家玲身体不好, 她需要来帮忙吗?
I thought that she's not very well in the body, but does she need to come help?
但是她来了。
But then she came.
那天他一大早就带这两个孩子来，
and she came early in the morning with these two children.
然后就问我们有什么可以帮忙？我们有什么可以帮忙？
She kept asking, "What can we help? What can we help?"
他动作很快，
and she's do things very fast.
请他帮忙是一下就做好了，
and if you ask her to do something, she can quickly finish.
我们一直做到晚上快七点多了。
And we were doing work until like 7 p.m.
我已经很累了。
I was really tired.
我就带了孩子先回去。
And I was taking my kids home first. 结果嘉玲跟她两个孩子还在。Jialing and her two children were still here.
我走的时候，我还看到她两个孩子还坐在沙发那边，两个脚在那边踢。
I remember when I left, the two children were at the sofa there and just kicking their feet.
他们愿意服侍主。They
are willing to serve the Lord.
这实在是也让我很感动。And
this, I was moved by that.
今天早晨，我去 Raytown 看到这火化的过程。
This morning, we went to Raytown to see the cremation.
我再次看到嘉玲的面孔的时候,
when I once again saw the face of Jialing,
有一句话从我心里面浮起来,
there's a verse that came, there's a sentence that came to me.
她已经打了那美好的仗,
she had fought the good fight.
她已经打了那美好的仗,
she had fought the good fight.
这个仗我们每一个人在这世上都要打,
we all have a fight that we need to fight.
不管我们的挣扎是什么,
regardless of our struggle,
不管我们的难处是什么,
regardless of our trouble,
有一天我们都要到神的面前要交账,
one day we will have to face our Lord.
我们是不是打美好的仗呢?
Have we fought the good fight?
我想他已经打了美好的仗了,
I think she had.
来美国好像是一个客旅,
coming to the United States seems like it's a piece of, she's a pilgrim.
我们来这边读书,
we came here to study, we came here to work. Or we come here so that the children have a better education. But
Jialing
have found a home here.
这个家是神所经营所建造的城,
and this home, the Lord God is the builder and the architect.
就是主耶稣他自己所建造的,
and our Lord Jesus has built himself.
这边有他的爱,
there is love, his love here.
这边有他的救恩,
there is his salvation here.
这边有永远的盼望,
there is eternal hope here.
嘉玲都找到,
and Jialing have found those.
我相信他是在主耶稣基督的怀中,
I believe that she is the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
喜乐无比,
she is joyful.
希望我们每一个人都能够在主耶稣基督那边见到嘉玲,
may one day we will all see Jialing in Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢.
Thank you.
堪萨斯City是一个四季分明的气候,
Kansas City had all four seasons here.
说到一个基督徒里面的复苏的生命,
we talk about the life of a Christian.
它是一个向着天继续长进的生命,
and it continued to grow towards heaven.
我们都经过冬天的时间,
we all pass through winter time.
所有的树叶都掉掉了,
all the leaves will have fallen.
有些树叶不会掉掉, 等到春天发芽的时候, 旧的也要脱去。
Even though some may not shed the leaves, but then when the springtime comes, the old will pass away.
是一个renewal, 是一个更新的生命。
It's a renewed life.
是一个朝着天继续长进的生命。
It's a continue to grow towards heaven.
所以叙说嘉玲姊妹的生平,
so to talk about the eulogy of Jialing,
我们必须要说到他的属天的生命, 就是里面那个复苏的生命。
We must talk about her heavenly life, and that's inside of her.
高弟兄讲到他在跟教会来到这样的前面的一段时间,
Brother Kale talked about how she came to this church.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹分享他最后11天的时间。
I want to share with you the last 11 days of her life.
她嘉玲姊妹是 9月28号住院。
Jialing went to the hospital on September 28th.
在这一段短短的时间里面, 我们有三次的交通。
In this short time, we fellowship with her three times.
9月29号礼拜三, 我们去到医院里面的时候, 问他说他是身体有什么不舒服。
September 29, went to the hospital, asked her about how do you feel in your body.
她说她咳嗽一段时间，一直以为是感冒。
She said she'd been coughing for a period of time. She thought it was just a cold.
她说她腰痛。
She said that she had pain on the waist.
她说医生昨天跟今天早上做了 PET scan. 她说怀疑可能是 cancer recurrent.
And the doctor had did a CAT scan and thought that the cancer had come back.
我们在一起谈话,
and we were just talking.
我们在彼此提醒,
and we remind one another
那个在基督徒里面的那个生命,
that the life in a Christian
那个向着天的生命, 那一个向上而行的生命,
the life that's going toward heaven
这个生命叫我们能够与神亲近，更亲近。
That life will cause us to be closer to God.
所以我说，你不要灰心。So
I said, do not be discouraged.
你不要沮丧。
Do not have fear.
你不要失去信心，不要 faithless.
Do not lose your faith.
这句话不是我的话。And
this is not my own words.
这句话也不是他的话。
It's not her words either.
这句话在圣经上有一个 address.
And there's an address in the Bible for this.
这句话在哥林多后书第四章十六节.
And this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
他说，所以我们不上胆.
He said, therefore we do not lose heart.
外体虽然毁坏,
though outwardly we are wasting away,
内心却是一天心思一天。
Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
后来,
and later on,
他的好朋友,
a good friend,
我们好,在基督里面的好姊妹,
our good sister in Christ,
告诉我,
she told me,
她说她要更亲近神,
she wants to be closer to God.
她说, 他也愿意他的 把最好的这一件事情要告诉他的儿女。
She also wants to give this her best to her children.
他要告诉Joey and 告诉Phoebe.
To tell Joey and Phoebe.
他的妈妈所得到的最好的这一个生命,
the life that mom has received, that's the best.
是一个里面可以叫她长进更新的生命。
A life that can cause her to grow inwardly.
她也希望她所亲爱的先生Ron能够得到这个。
She also wants her husband, her dear husband Ron, to receive this.
她也希望她的妈妈,她的弟弟能够得到这个。
She also wants her mom and her younger brother to receive this.
我稀奇。
I was amazed.
我们不过是一个谈话。
We were just sharing, talking.
但是神却向她里面深处说话，叫她能够更亲近神。
But God is speaking to her inwardly so that she can draw close to God.
10月2号,
October 2nd,
清早7点多钟我们就到了医院。
In the morning, about 7 in the morning, we got to the hospital.
她说她一夜都没有睡。
She said she had not slept the whole night.
她非常的疼痛。
She was in pain.
所以我们就，她说叫了半天护士才来。
She said only after many calls the nurse will come.
我们在那里又有一次的交通。
And then we have another sharing then.
我们一面交通，一面护士进来。
And as we were talking, the nurse came.
我把她的疼痛情形告诉了护士。
And I told the nurse about her pain.
护士去打电话给医生，经过医生的批准，有了处方，然后再给她一些止痛的注射药。
And she called the doctor, and they come to a conclusion that they will give her some painkiller.
我们交通的依据又是不是我的话，也不是他的话。 确实在圣经上有地址的话。
And then once again, a phrase came up. It's not my words, not her words. It's another verse from the Bible.
那个地址是在哥林多后书第四章十七节。
And that address is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 4 verse 17.
他说我们经过这至战至轻的苦楚,
he said, after our light and momentary troubles,
light and momentary,
至战至轻的,
为要为我们成就那个极重无比永远的荣耀,
is there to achieve for us the eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
后来我的 太太跟我一起去，她跟我讲说：“你怎么在她这么疼痛？你跟她讲说，难道一定要经过疼痛才能够成就神的荣耀吗？”
My wife was with me, and she said that, "Do you really have to tell her that you have to go through all this trouble in order to gain the glory of God?"
也许我们不知道我们在说什么。
Maybe we don't know what we're talking about.
但是爱她、救她的这一位神。 认识他, 知道他,
but the God who knows her, who loves her, know about it.
至战至轻,
light and momentary.
后来做医生的姊妹告诉我,
and later on, a sister who was a doctor told me,
他说如果肝脏扩散的话，肝脏已经受到 cancer cell 的扩散的话，
she said if the liver had cancer cell,
上面有许多的细胞会非常的疼痛，
there will be so many cells that cause a lot of pain.
那个时候已经知道嘉玲不仅仅肝脏，同时她的骨头、她的肺都受到，还有淋巴系统都受到感染。
We know that cancer not only at the liver, but at the bones and the lungs and the lymph nodes all have cancer.
这个 moment, 这一个短暂,
and this momentary,
这个轻,
and this light,
只有神能够掌握,
only God had that control.
后来我们跟Ron讲, 这是其实对他最好的, 因为可以他就没有再有疼痛。
And later on, we're talking to Ron, this was best for her because she does not have pain now.
有许多他的家人, 在座,
there are many family members here.
可能还没有时间 get to know her yet.
Maybe you don't have time to get to know her yet.
Someone of you may not even know, get the chance to meet her yet.
可能你们中间有些还没有能够认识她。
但是只有神能够在这样的时间, 我们有遗憾, 但是在她来讲, 是一个 至轻至战的苦楚，但是却要成就神那个极重并且是永远的荣耀。
Only in God there is no regret that this is light and momentary troubles and is achieving for her an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
October 6.
10月6号
我们又去有机会去看。
We once again had the opportunity to go see her.
这是第三次我有机会跟她在一起的谈话。
This is the third time that I have the opportunity to see her.
她很虚弱。
She was very weak.
我们说，我们在交通，我说，神在基督里面向基督徒有定一个旨意。
We were sharing that God had a will for every Christian.
就是叫我们能够不住的祷告。
That we will pray continually.
嘉玲跟我说,
and Jialing told me,
她说我祷告祷告就睡着了。
As I was praying, I would fall asleep.
我就跟她交通了一个在我们当中弟兄他的父亲也姓严在湖北住的时候当他在基督里的这样的经历。
And I was sharing with him another brother in China, also have the same last name, about his experience.
当他疼痛的时候, 晚上, 他醒来,
and as he was having pain, and in the middle of the night, then he would wake up.
他就祷告,
and he would pray.
祷告,
and after a little while, and he would fall asleep.
等会儿他又醒,
later on, he woke up again.
他就跪下来跟神祷告说，主啊, 你叫我起来, 难道我跟你说的话还不够吗？
And he got up, he told God that Is that not enough that I've been talking to you?
还有什么话我没有说完吗?
Are there any things I haven't spoken to you?
他又这样又继续地祷告。
So he continued to pray.
嘉玲听见，他就在那里点头。
And as Jialin heard that, she nodded her head.
去的时候，她吃了一点东西。
She ate a little bit when I went there.
她住在这个话，不住的祷告这个时候，因为圣经上也是不是我的话，也不是她的话，是在圣经上有弟子的话。
And then as we were talking, and another verse come up, it's not my word, not her word, from the Bible.
所以我就说，嘉玲，我们把灯打开，我就看到他床套旁边有一本圣经。
So we turned the lights on, and we saw that she had a Bible next to her bed.
我就打开在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第5章16到18节。
And then we opened the Bible. It was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17.
To 18.
To 18.
圣经说，你要常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Be joyful always, pray continually, in all things give thanks.
我们在读的时候，他说，这是因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我定的旨意。He
said, because this is according to God's will that had set aside for me.
讲完了，他突然跟我讲。
And after we finished, and she said,
很干涩, dry and thirsty.
Oh, she was thirsty and dry.
我没有听清楚, 我以为她刚刚吃东西太咸了。
I didn't hear it well. I thought maybe the food that she ate was too salty.
No, 她说饥渴, 最后讲了这两个字。
And later on she said she was thirsting.
我继续看这个这一件圣经的后面。
And I continue to look at this verse, continuing on the verses in that passage.
下面继续地写着说,
and I continue to say,
赐平安的神要亲自使我全然地成圣。
He said, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.
他说愿召我的那一个 要使我的灵，全然的灵魂体都能够蒙保守。
Said that may your whole spirit, soul, and body will be kept.
说在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，就完全没有可以指责。
So that it will be blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
说那召我的是信实的。
And the one who called me is faithful.
他必成就这事。
And he will do it.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们不知道,
we may not know.
但是神知道,
but the Lord knows.
神在他身上要完成一件工作,
God wants to accomplish one thing in her life.
并且让她全然的圣别,
that she and her whole body will be kept blameless.
让她能够蒙保守在什么时候呢? 在主耶稣基督再来的时候, 没有任何的指责。
At what time is that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, she will be blameless.
当我们有了三次的交通的时候,
after we have this sharing three times,
我跟弟兄们讲，我说真的是很多事我们不知道，神知道什么时间，他有多快，所有生命气息都在神的手中。
We really, I was sharing with brothers, and we really don't know how much time she had. All those are in control of God.
前天,
two days ago,
弟兄姊妹在这里准备今天晚上的 memorial service 的 program 的时候,
brothers and sisters were planning for this today's meeting, memorial service.
他的好朋友，他的我们亲爱的姊妹,
her good friend, our dear sister,
他说他有一首诗歌是常常唱给嘉玲听的。
And she said there's a song that she would play it for Jialin.
那首诗歌在我们的program上面打出来了。
And it's typed up in the program.
是那一件那个看不见的双手。
It's a pair of unseen hands.
诗歌里这样说道。
It's the song has said that.
虽不见你，触不到你。 但是我知道, 你正对我低语。
I can see you, not touch you, but I know well you are whispering to me.
哦，主耶稣，主耶，哦，主耶稣，我深知道你一直就在这里。
Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, I know full well you are here right now with me.
是你钉痕的手，是你的手，钉痕的手来重新复位我那破碎的心田。
It is your hands, nail pierced hands, comforting me and my broken, hurting heart.
是你的声音，温柔的话语，再度填满我心中的饥渴。
It is your voice, gentle, kind words, quench my thirst, that innermost thirst for you.
我非常 amazing 他跟神的这个关系。
I am amazed of her relationship with God.
神跟她低语。
That God is whispering to her.
神是，她知道神一直与她同在。
She knows that God is with her.
是那个耶稣基督从死里复活以后，经过十字架的那个钉痕的手，在这里抚慰她那一个破碎的心田。
It's our Lord Jesus Christ that He resurrected from death with that His.Nail-pierced hand is comforting her.
是神的声音，温柔的话语，再度填满她心灵中的饥渴。
It's God's voice, the gentle, kind words, quenching her thirst, the innermost thirst for her.
你愿意唱一起跟她分享这首诗歌吗？
Would you share this song with her? It's God who is whispering to her.
是主耶稣叫我们在我们肉眼看不见的那一双手，在这里一直在引导着他。
It's the hands of our Lord that we cannot see that is leading her.
原来呢，至今至唱的苦楚要成就那永远无极重无比的荣耀，只有在信心里面可以看得见。
That light and momentary trouble is achieving for her that glory that's far away them all.
所以信心，刚刚信息提醒到我们，信心是一个远见。
The earlier the message reminds us, the faith is seeing from far away.
叫她不住的祷告。
That she can pray continually.
其实是圣灵用说不出叹息在为她代求。
It's really the Holy Spirit is uttering, praying for her.
是为他死而成死里复活而升上高天的大祭司在神的右边也为他代求。
That Lord who risen from the dead was praying for her.
我们到医院去看望他。
When we were visiting her in the hospital.
我们得到安慰。
We were comforted.
这是基督徒的生平。
And this is the life of a Christian.
他不仅得到神的自己。他也流露出神自己的生命，叫人得到帮助。
Not only she received the Lord, she also overflowed with the love of the Lord.
10月9号
October 9th
我们又要去想跟她交通
We wanted to go see her again
到了她是10月8号晚上8点多钟才到了安宁的疗养院
She went into the hospice in October 8th in the evening there
第二天早上我们去的时候
The next morning when we went there
医院的护士告诉我们，她在清晨3点钟在主里安息了。
The nurse told us that at 3 o'clock in the morning she rested with the Lord.
刚刚高弟兄说，今天早上10月15号。
And Brother Cao has said that this morning, October 15th,
他有一个火化的安葬的仪式。
The cremation ceremony this morning.
在火化安葬以前,
and before the cremation,
我们一个简单隆重的告别式,
we have a very simple but yet a serious to say goodbye to her.
她所爱的 Ron,
and Ron was there.
我们有弟兄姊妹9位,
we have brothers and sisters, about 9 of us.
我们彼此用神的话勉励,
We encourage one another with the word of God.
用帖撒罗尼迦前书第4章13到13节,13-14节.
We were using 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to 14.
论到睡倒的人,我们不愿意弟兄们不知道,恐怕你们忧伤.
Consider those who have fallen asleep, we don't want you to be misunderstood that you will be sad.
像那些没有指望的人一样,
as those who have no hope,
我们若信耶稣死里复活,
if we believe in Jesus have resurrected from death,
那已经在耶稣里睡了的人, 神也必将他与耶稣一同带来,
God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
We miss her.
我们想念他。 But she continued to live within our heart.
她更活在父神的面前,
and she lived before God.
这是她的基督的一生, 她在她的生平,
and this is her life.
最后末了一段日子,
in the last part of her life.
把时间交回给你。
下面我们一起唱一首诗歌，神赐爱子，然后我们就请冯牧师给我们做一个祷告。
Next, we want to sing this hymn, Because He Lives.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
我们来到你的面前。
As we come before you.
只有赞美你。
We can only praise you.
因为你是配得荣耀、尊贵、称颂的。
Because you're worthy of praise, honor, and glory.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你用你的宝血来解决我们罪的问题。
Because you have used your blood to solve the problem of our sin.
我们感谢你，你用喜乐的油代替我们悲伤的灵。
We thank you also because you have replaced our sorrowful heart.
我们感谢你，因你的复活吞灭了死亡。
We also thank you because of your resurrection, it had overcome, had victory over death.
我们感谢你，不但创造了我们，也救赎了我们。
We also thank you, not only you had created us, but also redeemed us.
我们来到你的面前，求你愿你的悲伤来安慰我们。
When we come before you, may you comfort us with the bruise that is on you.
我们到你的面前，恳求你在这个时候，愿你的灵做感动的工作。
We also ask you, at this time, your spirit will move us.
也做安慰的工作。
And also to comfort us.
安慰我们亲爱的朋友们
，to comfort the friends，
安慰我们的弟兄姊妹
，to comfort the brothers and sisters，
特别求你安慰我们亲爱姊妹的家属
，and also pray that you comfort the family of our dear sister，
让他们知道
，so that they know，
我们的姊妹是有福的。
That our sister is blessed.
因为到你的座宝座的面前是无限的喜乐，无限的安息。
Because as she comes to your throne, her joy is unlimited and her rest is true.
我们谢谢主，让我们能够在一起，能够有这样的美好的聚集。
We thank you, Lord, that we have such a nice gathering.
我们把一切的荣耀。都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
但愿我主耶稣基督的恩典
，May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ，
天父的慈爱
，And the kindness of our heavenly Father，
圣灵的感动
，And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit，
常与众朋友、众弟兄姊妹同在，直到永远、永远。阿门。
Be with the friends and brothers and sisters forever and ever. Amen.
让我们在结束这追思礼拜之前，我们介绍一下严嘉玲姊妹的亲人。
Before we conclude, we would like to introduce the family members of 嘉玲。
好，我们请Ron 还有小孩子能不能起来？面对
Ron and the children.
请坐，也请嘉玲的哥哥和嫂嫂。
And the older brother of 嘉玲 and the sister-in-law.
好，谢谢。好，今天我们的追思礼拜就到这里结束，然后我们默祷之后。我们散会，然后在主日的时候，我们九点半这里有主日学，然后十点半会有主日崇拜这样的聚集。
We'll conclude the meeting today. After time prayer, you dismiss. And Sunday 9:30 we have Sunday school, and 10:30 we have the worship service. That's all. Okay, thank you.
还有就是我们会有点心在后面，所以请大家留步到那边的地方。
And after that, we have some refreshment. You can go over to the fellowship hall to partake that.